NKST Mission Retreat Media presents the Gospel, God's Power to Save All Who Believe. This talk was delivered by Mr. Gabriel Pilaku at the NKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021 on the topic, Discipleship. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
We stand up again as we take this discipleship song together. Will you be on your feet? There is a discipleship hymn. You've been singing it, but maybe you don't know. Today you will sing with knowledge. Hymn 127 of SS and S, but the TIV version altogether. SS and S, the TIV version, hymn 127. La 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 la. The choir may lead us to take the three stanzas together. Be informed that it's a discipleship song.
Pray and live with God.
Father, we appreciate you so much. Only you and you alone will effectively teach us on how to watch and pray, even to live rejoicing every day in this way, a sinful world. Pray that as we continue now, you will still teach us. You will impact us. You will bless us beyond our expectation, because we come with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? I want to officially inform you that you just sang a discipleship hymn. You've been singing it, but you never know it is a discipleship hymn. Today, I've left you with a discipleship song, so that any time they mention discipleship, that song will replay in your memory and subconsciousness, and you know that you have one of several other songs about discipleship. When you chose to don't do Yesu Zanzan Eshima Yoga, that is the summary of discipleship. Hallelujah. But for the sake of explanation or words, who is a disciple and what is discipleship, we'll be looking at it briefly, and then we allow time for us to ask some important questions. Now, maybe some of these questions I will throw at you may provide answers for us. How many of you here actually want to learn about the life of Jesus Christ? If you are here and you are interested to learn more about Jesus, let me see your hand. Wow, that's interesting. Almost everybody. It therefore means you are a disciple. A disciple is somebody that is interested to learn, especially from a master, from a boss, from a teacher, from a rabbi. So since you all are willing to learn, count yourself lucky to be a disciple. Now, the second question. How many of you still would like to learn and do according to what Jesus will teach you? Let me see the number now. Maybe it will reduce or it might increase. Wonderful. The number is still there. That means you are disciples indeed. Amen. Disciples indeed are not those that are learning alone, but those that are learning with a desire to do also. Now, permit me to ask yet another question. Are you ready for that one? You know, my questions are simple. You just raise your hand and you get the correct answer. You refuse to raise up your hand and you are wrong. I will not compare you to raise your hand anyway, but if you chose to, you may still get it right. Now, how many of you, after learning and doing the will of God, will also be trusting God that you may teach others also? How many of you think that if God helping you, you will learn, you will do, and then teach others also? Let me see the number now. It's still interesting. Hallelujah. Then you are disciples. That is the name for you now. Hallelujah. By the time you learn, you do, and then you go about teaching, then you become a discipler. So now, time may not permit us to go into detail of this issue of discipleship, but I would like to summarize and leave you with some key points, just like I left you with one hymn that you may never ever forget again. In learning, or in teaching learning process, we make use of instructional materials for those that are teaching. And we also make use of reference materials. Those of you that are from And see, you will be familiar with these words, instructional materials and reference materials. They are common with those that are in the educational sector. Instructional materials will help you to teach perfectly with demonstration. Reference materials will help you to do a work that is perfect because you would have been taking bearing from other works that those that have gone ahead of you must have put down. So you draw your references from there, and then you have a good time publishing your own books or delivering your own lessons. Now, in discipleship, a student is expected to get reference materials. And in this, guys, I'm talking about other persons you want to check out on them and learn from them. Those that have lived this life ahead of you, they become your reference point, because they have gone the same way you want to go. And when you also want to teach, you get instructional materials so that you have people that you can cite as an example, that for this one and this one is an example of what you are trying to illustrate. Are you following what I'm saying? For example, if I have my children and I teach them the way of God and they are following, they can now become my instructional materials. When I want to teach other children, I'll say, you look at my children, look at how they are coming up, look at how they are obeying the word of God, and you may also be like some of them. And then they become my instructional materials. Then, if I look at some other uncles, some other aunties, some other mommies that lead the way of Christ in a manner I like to emulate, then they become my reference materials. I will look at them, will desire to live the way they lived. All of this you may still find all from the Bible and from our practical Christian living. But this afternoon, I will prefer to be more practical in discussing discipleship. So discipleship is a devoted lifelong experience of following a teacher or the teachings and doctrines taught by him. That is the shortest definition of discipleship. A devoted lifelong experience of following a teacher or the teachings and doctrines taught by the same teacher. I have earlier told you that a disciple is one who follows a person, a teacher, a rabbi, a master, and if it is in a worldly perspective, a philosopher, to learn and imitate the practical details of the life of that person. So when we were singing Medonu Yesu Zanzam Eshimayam, we were actually saying we desire to learn and follow Jesus and never to do our own will. I'm happy that this morning we've taken a lesson about the cross. And discipleship has to do with the cross also, taking your cross daily. Because I want to be more practical, I would like to leave you with 10 scriptures that are very thorough about discipleship teaching. I'll leave you with 10 scriptures. You will note them, but I will only dwell on one. Anytime you are talking about discipleship, there are 10 key Bible verses that you will go there in order to get exactly what you would like. The first one is John chapter 8, verse 31 through 38, where Jesus is telling the disciples to abide by his words. John 8, verse 31 through 38. The second scripture is Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20, where Jesus commanded the disciples to go also and make disciples of all nations. The third one is 2 Timothy. Are we together? Wherever you are lost out, you let me know. Let me start it all over again. John chapter 8, verse 31 through 38. If I've gotten that one, say amen. Amen. The second one, Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. If you are there, also say amen. Amen. The third one, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. If you have noted it, say amen. Amen. Number 4, Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. If any man come to me, let him deny himself. I think we treated this chapter today. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. If you've gotten it, say amen. Amen. Now, the fifth one is John chapter 18, verse 34 and 35, which was talking about a new commandment that you love one another. John 18, verse 34 and 35. If you have noted that one, and I hear another amen. Amen. Then Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, and verse 8. Sorry about that. If you have done the correction, say amen. Amen. Where you will be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, Romans chapter 10, this is number 7, verse 14 through 17. We also read this same chapter here this morning when we were receiving teaching about mission. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 17. If you have noted that one, say amen.
Amen.
Now, number 8, John chapter 15, verse 16 and 17, where Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I do. Chose you to be my disciples." John 15, verse 16 and 17. You have noted it, say amen.
Amen.
Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, which Jesus was commanding the disciples to take care of the brethren and exhort one another. Hebrews 3, verse 12 through 14. If you have noted that one, say amen. Some are just saying amen without noting anything. This is serious though. They are disciples indeed. Now the last one which we are going to read is Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. And also chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Here, I will request somebody to read these places. We will dwell there, and then we conclude and take questions. The others, you will go home and study of your own. You may develop an outline about discipleship at your own time, at your own convenience. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. I think that those are the last two verses. Yeah, somebody is there already.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. 29. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, my brother. Now, when I was asking you the first three questions, if my eyes were not deceiving me, almost everybody accepted to be a disciple. Everybody accepted to also be a disciple indeed. And everyone wanted to be a discipler. And I say congratulations again. Now, when Christ was here himself, he had two groups of people he was always ministering to them. One was the crowd, another was the disciples. The crowd were always plenty, multitudes. He would stand, I don't know the public address system he was using to address them, thousands. Did you ever hear him feeding 5,000 people? I'm still thinking maybe our pastors will tell us the system, the public address system he was using. But Jesus, I'm thinking he must have had a loud voice. 5,000 people, disciples will be there, and multitudes, and he will minister unto them. At the same time, he will set aside time to dwell on his disciples. You don't find out where he was dwelling on the disciples. By the time you go back and read those places, you will see him dwelling with disciples. He will carry 2, carry 3, carry 12, go in an isolated place, pray with them, share with them, explain some parables unto them. And he was always doing that. And I'm happy that this evening, you do not belong to the multitudes, and you belong to the disciples. And in discipleship, learning about Christ is very integral. That is why I say we'll dwell on Colossians chapter 1, the last two verses. Here we are teaching about Jesus, his life, and we are trusting that men we grow in him, get rooted, get matured. For those of you that would like to quote somebody, I would like you to quote me now. Are you ready to quote me? Are you ready? There is no way you will bear children if you remain a baby. There is no way you can bear children when you chose to remain a child yourself. We've been seeing miracles, we've been seeing strange things, but I'm here to hear that a baby has given birth to another baby. Hello? Hello? Anybody with that surprising, striking testimony somewhere, that when I gave birth to a baby, after 2 days, that baby delivered another one. It was not there even in the times of Jesus. So in discipleship, we aspire to grow. Until you grow unto maturity in the knowledge of Christ, that you will also bear another children. So that when Christ is saying, go and make disciples, he's talking about matured disciples that are able to multiply according to their kinds. What Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 28 was taking bearing from Genesis, when God created man after his own kind and release him and bless him to go and multiply. So when Jesus finally came, he wanted the disciples. And he charged them that all powers from heaven and on earth are given unto him. So he should go. They should go and make disciples of all nations. Was that charge given to the multitudes? No, it wasn't. It was to disciples. So I would like to let you know that you will not grow to produce further disciples except you overcome, you outgrow childhood. You are no longer a child. You are no longer a baby. You are an adult. You are a full grown adult in the word of God. From there, you can now multiply after your kind. Amen. Now, I was telling you that we will be more practical. When we go for evangelism, we do establish discipleship classes. I think that is the name we give. We do establish discipleship classes where we teach people every day that they may become more like Jesus, that they may grow in their newfound faith, that they will be established, they will establish their roots in the Lord. Every day, we give them assurance of salvation. We show them on how to observe quiet time. We show them on how to pray. We show them on how to study the Bible and derive meaning. We show them on how to share the word of God with others. We show them on how to trust on this word in order to get results. And we call this process discipleship classes. Now, I was in India this last Sunday. This very Sunday, a brother invited me for Thanksgiving service. So I was there with my wife. And during the announcement, I don't know how many of you are from NKC India here. Is there anyone from India, especially the English service section? Let me see your hands so that you will bear witness of what I'm saying. Yeah, God bless you. I was there last Sunday. You must have seen me. Now, during the announcement, the secretary talked about discipleship class. That their discipleship class was holding so and so days. I heard it and I took notice of it. I kept quiet. I didn't comment. I said, so these people have gone very far. In NKST, they are already discussing discipleship class and they are mentioning the time and duration. Because it has not been our own teaching before now. Hello? Am I speaking what you are aware? So they were talking about discipleship class holding so days. So I heard it and kept quiet. So when I came back, my wife was asking me, so these people at EDA have gone far, though. They are already in discipleship class and they are proudly announcing it. I say, yes, they have tried. Now, I don't know how many other churches, consistories, are operating discipleship class and they can announce it the way our brethren, EDA, are announcing. Let me see other consistories that are doing that. No other person yet. So go to EDA and learn what I learned last Sunday. But what I'm saying is this. What I want to convey is this. We must not wait until an announcement or discipleship class is made. Because even that one, I'm not informing anybody, but even that one, don't be surprised that time shall come that it may be persecuted. They say that is not our own language. That is not our own vocabulary. And persecution may come after it. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I understand my church very well. Amen. Now, for you to wait for such an announcement and for such a forum, I'd like to remind you of several other discipleship classes around you, opportunities of discipleship class that you have despised them long ago. One, the catechism class is actually a discipleship class. Do you want to agree with this? Oh, you don't. You are confused already. Because I'm not receiving a resounding yes or no from you. Do you want to agree with me that catechism is actually our own discipleship class?
Yes.
Some of us discovered this long ago and we were doing discipleship class in catechism. But some of you were waiting to go and borrow the hallelujah words so that you will bring it in the church so that you will invite persecution also. But catechism is the number one discipleship class, I want to inform you. Perhaps you are not aware. I want to announce to you that catechism is the first discipleship class where you will be asked, and the answer will tell you that after that, it says, he desires that we should be his children. And the quotation there is John 1, verse 12. As many as received him, he gave them what? Power to become the children of God, even those who believe in his name. If you were the right person taking catechism, like somebody was illustrating. I think somebody illustrated something of Gary processing here. Were you in that session? If you were the right machinery to handle catechism as it were, don't you think you will grind such a life into the real Gary as it were? You would. Hallelujah. But because you are not there, you don't understand, you are waiting until we announce, go and open discipleship class in your consistory and make sure only brethren attend it. If you suspect unbeliever, chase him away, then you will be very happy. Is that what you've been waiting for already? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Catechism is our own discipleship class. Choir rehearsal is our discipleship class. Mkombo on Kasif is another discipleship class. The meme assembly is the discipleship class. BBGB is another discipleship class. You name them. This is where you sit down with people, cross-examine the scriptures, derive meaning out of it, and seek to follow up another one who is being stunted for quite a long time. Let me mention another illustration. There was one of these meetings we came, maybe at Kasinala or here at Mka West, but one of these meetings. A sister came and a teaching about discipleship was given so much. And in that teaching, the issue of pairing was also emphasized, that you may pair, you may learn through a human counselor or mentor or discipler, just like I may be mentioning shortly. So a sister got challenged, and she checked around, and several other sisters had their own disciples already. So after the conference, she desired to meet me that I should be her discipler. She called me. I also agreed. And then she told her mother that she wanted to go meet her discipler. The mother said, "What do you mean by discipler?" So she took time and explained it in a vernacular how the mother will understand. The mother said, "When has NKC started doing this thing?" Those things were in the Catholic, where they would say, "Imalemke baptisma, imalemke vesti, imalemke this and that." When has NKC started, Father in the Lord, God Father, God Mother, God Auntie, all about that. But she gently took her time and explained to the mother, and she allowed her. We've been relating for quite a number of years, and thank God the mother also approved of that relationship, that it helped the daughter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what I'm trying to mention again is that in discipleship, we learn Jesus using reference materials. We learn Jesus using instructional materials that I've mentioned before. You can have a reference material where you could learn from. That is why the other day, I think Luke chapter 11, when Jesus' disciples himself approached him on the issue of prayer, they said, "Teach us how to pray." Just like who? John the Baptist taught his own disciples how to pray. And that was what generated into our Lord's Prayer that we are reciting. We so much enjoy reciting every Sunday. Because the disciples came and demanded of Jesus to teach them. As of that time, John had already taught his own disciples how to pray, and they were also getting results. And the disciples took notice of that, and they approached Jesus. So much benefits are lied in discipleship relationship, especially when you chose to learn through a reference material. You chose to learn through others that have passed this way ahead of you. You learn Jesus. You study his word. You meditate about it. And then you seek clarification from other seniors that have learned. It's good attending discipleship classes. It's good attending all other discipleship forums that I've mentioned. But it is also important that you identify with someone that God has helped over time, so that you will learn with that person, interact, cross-fertilize spiritual ideas. And I assure you, your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Now, there are several examples of discipleship relationship from the Bible, both from the Old and New Testament. If I allow you, you will mention a lot of them. You remember Moses and Joshua? You remember them? Do you remember Naomi and Esther, Ruth? Do you remember Mordecai and Esther? Do you want to mention more? Do you remember Elijah and Elisha? I think you remember all of them. And in the New Testament, you remember John and his own disciples. You remember Paul and Timothy. You remember Paul also and Titus. And even Jesus himself with a host of his own disciples. One thing I love was that Jesus also had some secret disciples that were very secret. And I'm happy with that one. I'm trusting God that maybe I may have some very silent and quiet disciples in Jesus' name. By the time you conduct your life, and others may not have opportunity to approach you, they may be copying your life from background. They may be copying your life. They would like to grow and be like you. When that is how some boys will write on the Facebook when they are celebrating, they say, "When I grow up, I would like to be like you." Hallelujah. They are quiet disciples, silent disciples. Those ones are also important. Where you do not have access to meet somebody, but you are quietly learning that life of Christ that emanates from him, and you are putting it into practice, you are a disciple indeed. So Jesus concentrated his ministry on his disciples. And when he was leaving, he did not leave the Great Commission into the hands of the multitude. He left the multitude with a lot of bread. They ate and left. They were satisfied. But for his own disciples, he gave them the bread of life and he challenged them to go out to all nations to preach and teach. And that is where Colossians chapter 1 is dwelling so much. So that we teach others, we groom others, we breathe our lives into others until they are deeply rooted in the faith, until they are matured, until they are capable of reproducing after their own kind. And what they are reproducing is the life of Christ. It's not actually your own life. Hallelujah. We are not producing people that will replicate our life, our mortal lives. We are replicating those that will reproduce the life of Christ, even Christ Jesus. And that is the aim discipleship is out to achieve. Discipleship is not out to lord over others and frustrate the life of the younger ones. No, that is not the aim. It is out to grant more opportunities so that people will grow, get matured, and be challenged to birth other disciples. Jesus knew this, that is the effective medium of propagating the word of God. So when we talk about missions, we are out to achieve discipleship. When we are talking about taking the cross, we are out to achieve discipleship. Even when we are talking about shoot arrow, it is a means of discipleship. So this conference, or this camp rather, is preparing us so that we'll be disciples that will be willing and ready to shoot. Will not be behaving like, sorry for the Mzou Kasi that missed us. Sorry, apology to Mzou Kasi. Because I heard somebody saying something and it made a lot of sense to me. You know, the Mzou Kasi had one of their own song. Sorry, ma. Very sorry. When I start it, you will flow. I know you will flow in it. Oh, merim tumo mungwa. Wait, it's okay. Somebody said this like a joke and it made a lot of meaning to me. And I want us to drive it down for the sake of this meeting. The women fellowship are privileged to have a spear. And they are even asking the devil. They are privileged to hold a gun. And they are even asking the devil. And they have a very mighty stone. And they are asking. Somebody say his wife will never go there. They are only gathering to play with Satan. Hallelujah. This meeting is calling us not to ask the Satan those kind of questions. He's calling us to do what? So when you go to women fellowship this time around, tell them it's no longer time, it's no longer business as usual to gather and look at the devil and then you are asking him, should I kill you or should I leave you? Satan. Sorry, you are not Satan. God bless you. So in discipleship, you are ready and prepared to shoot. Don't ask questions. To multiply. To emulate Jesus. I love the enthusiasm our brother the TS was charging us this morning about missions. The way he was saying that, you will understand that somebody is speaking from practical experience. Somebody is speaking with passion and with burden of what he has seen and what he is going through. So in discipleship, what I'm trying to draw here is that we will learn Christ and we will make haste to pass across the word of God to others, to challenge others onto godliness, to strike, to shoot. In that passage, the man shot indeed, but it was not up to the number that was expected. So it's a lifelong process. Discipleship is a lifelong process. I keep learning, I keep teaching, I keep learning, I keep teaching. And that makes me a disciple indeed. That makes me an effective disciple. One who is ready and eager to learn. One who is ready and eager to teach. Don't be like the Dead Sea. You are learning, you are learning, you are receiving, and nothing is going out. No, something must go out in Jesus' name. The word of God must go forth to shoot and hit the target. God is calling us onto discipleship, and the essence is to bring several other youths onto the kingdom. Discipleship is the only means of replicating after the kind of God, where we encourage others to learn the life of Christ that we are following, that we are emulating, where we ourselves are learning. And we are not just learning, we are drawing from reference materials, from reference point. Reference materials in this case, I emphasize again, are those people that God has helped them ahead of us. Where is your reference material? Can you show me your reference material? Some of you may say it's your Bible. Good. But you need a human reference material. It's very important. You may want to do after this conference like that sister I made reference to did the other time. And where is your own instructional material? People that you are also raising and trusting God with your feeble hands, and they are coming up very well. God will help us. By reason of this conference, by reason of this camp, we develop a strange passion to learn about Jesus the more. We will not be so contented. We will seek to learn and know him more and more. We will seek to grow more and more into maturity. We will seek to get rooted. That is what Christ desired of us. We will seek to pair up with others who will help our lives unto maturity. By so doing, we have the grace to shoot better. And when we shoot, the result will be tremendous. The result will be wonderful. May the Lord do that unto you, unto all of us, in Jesus' name.
Let us pray. Our merciful Father and God, we thank you. Thank you for the lives of these ones. Thank you for their chosen roles to serve you. Thank you because this evening, once again, you've opened their eyes that why the Holy Spirit minister to them on a daily basis. The same Holy Spirit passes through your servants whom you've called in this world to guide their lives. We pray, dear Father, that you will lead them to the right choice. That none of them shall fall victim of a wrong hand. And Father, you will continue to guide and keep them. You continue to help them in their day-to-day activities. You continue to protect them. Our dear merciful Father, we pray for those who will be guiding them as disciples. That merciful Father, some of them are already married. If there is a case that needs a combined attention of a husband and a wife, Lord, give them understanding of that. Father, none of them shall for any reason mislead these ones you have called to serve you, because we trust in your ability to do that which is right for them. When your child surrenders faithfully, wholeheartedly unto you,
Even that which seems right to him or her, if it is not right in your eyes, you have a way to stop it. Dear merciful Father, this is our desire. Most of us seated here, our one basic issue we need counseling on is careers we will embark on and marriage. And sometimes we are already convinced based on our understanding on the kind of partners we want. And it may not be your way. Dear Father, even if we like it, if we love it, if we are dying for it, but if it is not the best for us, do everything to stop it. Because we've surrendered to you and we are looking forward that you know that which is good for us and you prepare it for us. Give us good guidance because we trust that with you, everything will be best for us. Thank you, Father, for our uncle whom you have used to speak to us this evening. Father, may you refer him so that next time too you will use him. Father, he will continue to be of help unto us. We've seen the help you've given him and how he has been guiding many of us. Dear Father, we pray for him that Lord lead him, guide him, keep him, protect his family, and protect we, his children. Father, this is our humble and earnest prayer unto you. Hear us, for we come to you believing in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.